And this drug, mirvetuximab soravantine, I always tell my patients, if you can't pronounce the drug, you can't get it. It's a humanized antibody to folate receptor alpha, binds actually quite tightly. The linker is a proprietary linker. And then the payload is DM4, which you're familiar with, I'm sure. Very, very potent. When DM4 was used as a free agent, it essentially was too toxic to use. Over 200 patients were dosed with this as a single agent. There were cohorts that looked at this eye toxicity a little bit, and there was even a cohort of relapsed endometrial cancer. The overall response rate for all patients is somewhere around 26 to 30%. If you then actually look at platinum-resistant ovarian cancer with 1 to 3 priors, the response rate's remarkably consistent in the range of between 40 and 50%. We see some GI toxicities. Frankly, in my experience, I've never taken a patient off of MIRV because of GI toxicity, but it's there, and there's some nausea. Then there's this blurred vision. And they develop blurred vision because they develop pseudocysts in the cornea, and you get so many of them that it actually interferes with vision. It is 100% reversible and actually can be prevented with steroid eye drops. Almost all of it's grade 1, grade 2. There's very little grade 3 toxicity with this drug. And the point I would finally make is you don't see myelosuppression. So that's one of the real advantages of this drug.
Of course, a big thing with this is lack of alopecia. I mean, you're really delivering chemotherapy to the tumor, but you're not seeing systemic effects like GI alopecia. Do you see alopecia?
No. And that brings up all sorts of interesting issues we can talk about later on, which is, could this effectively be brought up earlier in the treatment of ovarian cancer as a substitute for taxanes? No alopecia, no neuropathy, and we're talking about that.